Ride Rage 2RRR 88.5 FM, Sydney's premier motorcycle radio program.
That sound like
from 5 to 6.
Was that a triple bursting down the street? I know that there'll be one bursting down the straight of Hidden Valley this weekend. And welcome to the show, Christian Casella. Of course, you'll be debuting the brand new Triumph 675R Daytona. First time anywhere in the world, is it, Christian, this weekend for the new machine?
I'm not too sure if the guys in England have had a spin. I know they've been testing because we've been sharing all the K-Tech suspension information together, but it might be.
Well, firstly, congratulations on your performance at the last round of the Viking Group Australian Superbike Championship down there in Tasmania. I think by your own admission, the first round was a little bit disappointing with the overall result, but second round got you well and truly back on track, and you head to Darwin in a fantastic position in the championship.
Yeah, thanks very much. Tassie was an awesome weekend for us across the board, you know, to get qualify on pole and then get the super pole and a race win and basically fastest in every session was pretty rewarding, especially having Factory Yamaha back and the field a little bit deeper. It was a great weekend.
Well, and the other thing is that the bike that you were riding was always an interim bike just to fill the gap before this new 675R Daytona hit. I know I spoke to Andy at the end of last year. I think it was his intention to use the bike he'd competed on the 6 hour. Was that still the same bike?
Yeah, it was. We competed on it the first round, and that was sort of to our detriment a little bit. We had a couple of problems, but, you know, that's racing. And as you said, you know, it's good to be back up on the top, and we've only come out of that tough weekend stronger. So, yeah, it's been good.
And Christian, it's always probably a bit daunting when you get a brand new motorcycle. You think about one of the things that's gone in yours and the team's favour is that really it's just an upspecking of some of the equipment. It's not as if it is a whole brand new motorcycle, but the feeling that it's giving you is pretty positive from the test that you've had.
Yeah, it's going really good. Well, as you say, they did make some slight changes. The forks are a different length and obviously a different diameter, so that's basically overhauled our fork settings and we were the first guys in the world to test the new fork, so we were fed to the sharks a bit there and had to fend for ourselves. But it's come out good. The second day we had at Winton, the bike is absolutely sensational. Just the biggest thing you notice is on the entry of the turn, the forks are a bigger diameter, like I said, and you wouldn't think you'd feel fork flex, but as you lock the front and you're trail braking into the turn, you just get a lot more feel through that area there. So, it's going to be good at Darwin, that's for sure.
Well, I guess that would be a very critical area of the track in super sport racing because it's all about trying to get into that corner ahead. We've seen the outbreaking antics, especially of the Waters brothers in Tasmania. It is desperate times on the brakes in super sport.
Yeah, you're dead right there. So we've got to make sure that we're, the hardest breaker and can still get the thing into the turn. And the new bike's got a set of Brembos as well. So it's the brakes are a better package again.
Now, Hidden Valley is a track that you would have sampled for the first time, Christian. What are your thoughts on the track? And do you think that the Daytona 675R is going to have a particular advantage in any area of the circuit?
Well, I mean, especially the track, I love the layout. It is such a fun circuit because you basically go from a kink into a turn all the time, apart from the long straight, so you swap them from side to side of the bike with a throttle at 100%, and you get a bit of slide, and there's a couple of bumps that just add all this character to it, and it's a pretty wild ride, but I think the bike is particularly going to be strong at Darwin again. We got the lap record last year, but this year I know the new mechanic has spent something like 20 hours just doing fuel mapping, and he's managed to find a much crisper, faster revving engine. So I think with the brake package that we've got and the corner entry speed we're talking about, along with a little bit more mumbo in the engine, it's certainly going to be a hard package to beat.
It's been a fantastic year for you, Christian, this year, for both you and Andy and the whole Arcanistic team. But I'm probably guessing that one of the things that gives you a little bit of satisfaction as well is that seeing Mitchell Carr jump on the Triumph with the settings that you essentially developed and just go fast straight away and make it two Triumphs at the front of the Australian Super Sport field.
Yeah, it's great, you know, and it's great for Triumph too, obviously, that, you know, that they've got a quality product out and it's